Shalom Aleichem to all my white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. And we had a little problem right before the show, and I actually have learned enough how to fix it myself without crying for help. And I'm getting used to the new program. I have upgraded to Windows 10 because of the other the other computer just went bad, and I got a bunch of programs to fix it, and it's working well, and I can watch the chat room. And I have set my microphone level properly. It's just barely hitting the green, and I hope I'm not blowing everybody out today, because I was a little too hot on the last show. And we're going to get back into Genesis this morning. I'm Pastor Steve. This is Word for Word, and I'm on Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m., Eastern Standard Time, and we have been doing a very heavy study, but I got into Esau Edom yesterday because it had come up in Genesis, and I really needed to do a thorough rundown on why Yahweh has hated Edom so badly, because of what they did. And I got a little blurb on the chat room. Perfect audio. Okay, thank you, appreciate that. We're gonna go into chapter 28, and later on today I have to go out and try to find a drum for my big printer so I can finish printing out Exodus. It's done, and I just need to print a couple of hundred pages for the last couple of chapters. So I will be busy today, do the show, and pardon me for just a second. There we go. I had a cooking hot shower, which revived me from my overnight coma, and it makes my sinuses drain, and I don't need to share that on the air. So let's get into chapter 28, and there's a lot of important stuff here, and this shows clearly right here why we are not to mix, which would later become a commandment, because he hadn't been issuing actual commandments and everything yet, and this stuff is all becoming commandments as he's speaking through the forefathers of Israel. Chapter 28, verse 1. And called Yitzhak, that's Isaac, to Jacob, that's Jacob, and blessed him, and commanded, saying to him, you shall not take to wife of the daughters of Canaan. Plain, simple. Right there, because they knew what they were doing. They were pagan worshipers, and I recounted yesterday that the Edomites had their own gods. They didn't worship Yahweh, and he didn't want his chosen seed, Jacob, who would become Israel, to marry among the daughters of Canaan. It would have polluted that holy seed line. Verse 2. Arise, and walk to Padena Aram. That's number 6307. To the house of Betul, the father of your mother, and take for you from there a wife of the daughters of Laban, the brother of your mother. Remember, I said, remember Laban. And this guy's not really a nice guy, but he's in the bloodline. El Shaddai bless you. That's El, number 410, and Shaddai, 7706. That means, I hate to use the word God, because it's not a correct term, but God, the Mighty One, or Almighty. God is a term that has crept into our language. It's should be divine being that is almighty. El Shaddai bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you become an assembly, 6951, of peoples. An assembly of peoples. Okay. That's Kahal. 6951. That's what Kahal means. It means an assembly. Now the Jews use it for a different purpose. But in Hebrew, Kahal means an assembly or a congregation of peoples. The word itself does not have evil meaning. But like everything else that the Jews touched, they have made it into something evil. The devil can't create, but he can only take Yahweh's creations and pervert them. Well, the Jews can't create, but they can only take our language and pervert it. Because Hebrew is our language, brother and sisters. And the pretenders have tried to seize it and steal it like they have everything else, but I'm not going to let them do it. They're not Israel, we are. And Hebrew is our language, and we're going to take it back. At least I am. I'm going to use it. And just they try to steal the tzitzit shirts, but they don't put a thread of blue in them. I wear a tzitzit shirt. I'm wearing one right now because it's a commandment. And they see the thread of blue in it, and they know that I'm true Israel with my blue eyes, my sparkling Aryan blue eyes, and my ruddy complexion. And... they know they're talking to Israel when they see me, and boy, they don't like it. And I can't tell you how much I don't care. Verse 4. And give to you the blessings of Abraham, to you and your seed line with you, to inherit the land where you sojourn, that gave Elohim to Abraham. There's the Abrahamic covenant being passed down through Isaac to Jacob. That covenant has been passed down all the way to us, folks. And sent away Yitzchak, Jacob, that's Isaac and Jacob, and he walked to Padena Aram to Laban, son of Betul, the Arami, brother of Rebekah, mother of Jacob and Esau, the Arami. Okay? Aramean. Aram. That's where we're from. Now, the racial demographics of that area are not today what they were then. They were all white folks. And Aram today is Syria. and they are not pure. But we are from that geographic area. When saw Esau that blessed Yitzchak, Jacob, and sent him to Padan Aram to take him from there a wife, and blessed him, and commanded him, saying, you shall not take to wife from the daughters of Canaan. And listened Jacob to his father and to his mother, and walked to Padan Aram. And seeing Esau that displeasing were the daughters of Canaan in the eyes of Yitzchak his father, went Esau to Ishmael and took Machalath, daughter of Ishmael, son of Abraham, the sister of Nebaioth, beside his other wives as a wife. Okay, now, here's a with the Ishmaelites. And when we read an enemies list yesterday, when I read an enemy list, the Ishmaelites hate Israel. They have fought against us and gave us a real, real hard time. And they were on the enemies list of Israel. Well, you see what's left of the mixed Ishmaelites today. And they are not our friends either. They do the bidding of the pretenders to Israel, the Jews, against us. So that enemies list back then is still current, is it not? And we need to be very careful. They hold nothing but malice for us. Verse 10, went forth Yaakov from Be'er Sheba and walked to Charana. Verse 11, he camped at a place and stayed all night. That's one word, 3885. And stayed all night there because had gone down the sun. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it as his head place. In other words, he stuck a stone there and put a little cloth over it and had it as a pillow. The head place is 4763. And lay down to sleep in that place. Verse 12, 2492, and beheld a ladder, 5551, standing up on the ground. Jacob's ladder. And that's Sulam for ladder, 5551. And the top of standing up on the ground, and the top of it reached the sky. And he beheld the messengers, not angels, not a church term, messengers. We don't use churchianity terms here that they put in. Beheld the messengers of Elohim ascending and descending it. And behold, Yahweh was standing up upon it, and he said, I am Yahweh, Elohe Abraham, your forefathers, and Elohe Yitzchak. The land that you lay down upon to you I give it, and to your seed line, and shall be your seed line as the dust of the ground, and you shall spread abroad, 6555, seaward, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and shall be blessed by you all your clans of the soil of your seed line. And behold, I am with you and will keep you. That's keep is 8104, to keep or guard or watch over. And shall keep you everywhere that you walk, and will return you to this soil. For I will not leave you, that's 5800, to leave or abandoned or forsake. I will not leave you until that I have done that which I spoke to you. Now in verse 14, when he's talking about seaward, they use that word for west, because to the west is a Mediterranean Sea. So they use that term, seaward, to indicate the west. Okay? That word is yama, because yam is the sea. Y-A-M. So that explains that term, why I use seaward, because that's what it virtually means. That's what it means. And when they say, "Well, I'm gonna build a fence over toward the sea for my sheep, keep them in." Well, that was west for them. That's the term they used for west, because the Mediterranean Sea was west. Verse 16, and awakened 3364 Jacob from his sleep, 8142, and said, surely, that's 403, is 3426 Yahweh in this place. And I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome, 3372, is this place? Is this not the house of Elohim, and this the gate of the sky? The house is 1004. That Beit, B-E-Y-T-H, the house of Elohim, and this the gate, 8179, that Sha'ar of the sky, and rose up early, Jacob, in the morning, and took the stone that he had put for his head place, and put it up for a pillar, 4676, and poured 3332 oil on the top of it. He anointed it with oil. And that stone is the stone of destiny. That stone was recovered, and it was taken to the British Isles, and every king of the line of David, or queen, was coronated and touching that stone. And I believe it's now in Scotland, someplace. I don't know the exact location of it. But they took the stone of destiny when they went out in dispersion, and they crowned the kings of Yehuda, because Yehuda has the scepter. So they crowned them, and they were touching that stone, that holy stone. We are Israel. The Jews are not. We've kept all the true traditions and not inserted the Talmud. And our kings were crowned in this manner. And the Jews have never had a king. The highest they had was Herod, who was an appointed governor. So, you don't like that, Edom? Verse 20, and vowed 5087, Jakob, a 5088. 5087 is the action, and 5088 is the object. Vowed Jakob a vow, saying, If shall be Elohim with me, and will guard me, that's 8104 again, in this way that I walk, and give me bread to eat, and clothes to wear. Verse 21, So I return in peace to the house of my father. Then shall be Yahweh to me Elohim. Verse 22, And this stone which I have placed for a pillar shall be the house of Elohim. And of all that you give to me, I will surely give the tenth. To you. That's 6237, 6237. Surely give the tenth. It's an emphatic. They double the word. The house of El is Bethel. And that is what's called Bethel. But it's Bethel. And that's the house of El. So there's a little history for you right there. And that ends chapter 28. But in the book of Jasher, or Jasher in English, chapter 29, 24, there's where it gives the strict command to Jacob not to take a wife. If you have the book of Jasher, you can look it up. And verses 6 through 8 are covered in Jasher 29, 42, and 43. Esau, in this chapter, has a knee-jerk reaction, and he took another wife from another foreign group in reaction of displeasure against his father and mother for further blessing Jacob. He's just still extremely angry. And in verse 12, you can reference the book of John, Chapter 1, verse 51. And 5551 describes a freestanding ladder with no visible support. Remember, this is a vision. So the physics that are required for this incredible thing are inconsequential. He sees it in this vision, and that's enough. And in verse 13, you can reference Genesis 13, verse 14 and 15, and the book of Jasher, chapter 30, verse 1. And Yahweh repeats the promise of the land to Jacob and his seed line. Verse 14, Yahweh tells him his seed line will spread all over. Well, it did. The seed of Jacob spread all over to the British Isles, thence to America, South Africa, and every nation where the Caucasian race resides today. The promise is only to his seed line. No other racial group is included. The seed of Canaan cannot farm the soil. So this is further proof of the exclusivity of Yahweh's covenant to the line of Jacob Israel. is racial kindred of the soil. 127, Adama. And in verse 22, when it says, I will surely give the tenth, that's 6237. That's Aser Aserenu. That's doubled, the tenth. And the word tenth in English is the root word for tithe. Tithe means a tenth. And the churches today have tithe all fouled up because they're giving it to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. And that's not what it's supposed to be. The tithe that you give is to the poor in your community. You are to help people with it. Not buy padded pews for the mega church and a Cadillac for the preacher. You could tell I'm not a Judeo-Christian preacher. I don't want a Cadillac. I want a pickup truck. If somebody wants to get me a pickup truck, I could use that. But I'm not one of those fancy suit-wearing fellas. I'm an old construction worker and farmer. So, but there's some interesting points of that chapter. Now we'll go into chapter 29, and we're going to see Jacob's journey and his arrival at the house of Laban, and his meeting Rachel. They call it Rachel. In English, it's R-A-C-H-E-L because they're putting the ch sound instead of the k sound. In Hebrew, verse 29, or chapter 29, verse 1, dyslexia strikes again. Lifted up Jacob his feet and walked to the land of the sons of the east. That's Kedem. They were all living over in the east. And he looked and beheld a well in the field, and beheld there three flocks of sheep lying down upon it, because from that well they gave water, that's one word, 8248, to the flocks, and a great stone was upon the mouth of the well. And gathered there were all the flocks. And they rolled the stone from upon the mouth of the well and gave water to the sheep and returned the stone upon the mouth of the well in its place. Said to them Jacob, my kinsman, okay, Akai 251, brother, a kinsman from the same womb, blood kinsman, my kinsman, from where are you? And they said, from Charan are we. And he said to them, know you Laban, son of Nachor? And they said, we know him. And said he to them, is he well? Okay, that's hashalom. In other words, does he have peace? And they said, he is well. And they said, shalom. He has peace. That's why when I open the show, I say, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you, my kindred brothers and sisters. That's what you say to another Israelite. I'm taking that back too. The pretenders aren't gonna keep it. And they said his will. Behold, Rachel, 7354, his daughter comes with the sheep. And he said, lo, it is yet high day, 5750, for yet high, 1419, day 3117, yom, and not time, 6256, to gather the livestock. 4735. Water the sheep and go feed them. Verse 8, they said, we are not able until that gathered are all the flocks, and they roll the stone from upon the mouth of the well. Then we water the sheep. While he yet spoke with them, Rachel came with the sheep that were her father's, for she shepherded, 7462, them. That means to pasture, to care for the flock, to feed also, as far as sheep. And it was that when saw Jacob Rachel, daughter of Laban, the brother of his mother, and the sheep of Laban, brother of his mother, that went near, one word, 5066, Jacob, and rolled the stone from upon the mouth of the well, and watered the sheep of Laban, brother of his mother. And kissed, 5401, Jacob, Rachel, and lifted up his voice and wept, 1058. Why, Yabeka, to weep. He wept in joy. Verse 12, told Jacob, Rachel, that he was kindred to her father. That's 251, kindred to her father, that he was the son to Rebecca, and she ran and told her father. Boy, oh boy, love at first sight. I love it. Verse 13. And it was when heard Laban the news of Jacob, the son of his sister, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things and said to him, Laban, surely, 389, my bone, 6106, and my flesh, 1320, are you. And he dwelt with him a month, 2320, of days, 3117. That's right there. They're kinsmen of a seed line that is chosen by Yahweh. So, of course, he's going to marry who Yahweh appoints to him to marry. Yahweh's hand is in all of this. This is all of Yahweh that this is taking place. Verse 15, said Laban to Jacob, because you are my kin, should you serve me for nothing? 2600. Tell me, what should your wages be? 4909. Well, here's the start of it. because old Laban was a dirty bird, and he was going to take advantage of his brother. He was not a good man. And this is going to play out. This is going to play out. He's going to trick Jacob every which way but loose. Here we go. Verse 16. And had Laban two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, 3812. And the name of the younger, 6996, was Rachel, 7354. The elder is the actually greater, Hagadolah, and the little one is Hakatana, 6996. The greater and the lesser, but in English it would translate to elder and younger. And the eyes, 5869, of Leah were tender, 7390. She had nice eyes. Okay? But Rachel was beautiful, 3303, of form, 8389, and beautiful of appearance, 4758. She was built, and she was beautiful. Poor Leah. Verse 18, loved, 157, Jacob, Rachel. And he said, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. Very specific. I'll serve you 7 years for your younger daughter. Verse 19, said Laban, better that I give her to you than give her to another man. Abide with me. Verse 20. Served Jacob for Rachel 7 years, and it was in his eyes as a few days because of his love, 160, for her. He was just happy being around and seeing this beautiful girl, and she was maturing, and wow. He was just waiting for that wedding day. Verse 21, said Jacob to Laban, give, 3051, give me my wife, because fulfilled, 4390, is my time. And it's my days, actually, 3117, that I may go in unto her. 935. Now go in a tent and go in there and do the marriage thing, okay? We don't need to get graphic. You know what I'm talking about. Verse 22. Gathered, 622, Laban, all the men of the place, and made a feast, 4960. And it was in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and Jacob went in unto her. Now, how did this happen? These were desert-dwelling people at that time. She was heavily veiled, virgin. He didn't get one dressed up in the wedding dress and all of that. He didn't know. And there's a feast, it's a party. They were drinking wine, and old Jacob maybe was about half lit in the bag there. Yeah, I'm married. Party time. Whee! Okay. And he went in the dark, pitch black tent. And as you will see later, Leah was head over heels in love with Jacob. And she was just so happy. I mean, she was ready. Just anything, you know, oh, baby, come here. Come to mama. Verse 24, gave Laban to her, Zilpah, 2153, his maidservant, 8198, to Leah, his daughter, as a maidservant. He gifted her with a servant. Verse 25, oh boy. And it was in the morning, behold, it was Leah. When there was light in there, and he looked over, and there's Leah. And she's supposed to be Rachel. Oh, my head. I should not drink that wine. Said he to Laban, what is this that you have done to me? Did I not for Rachel serve with you? So why have you deceived me? 74:11, deceived. Old Laban, yeah, he was a piece of work. Verse 26, said Laban, it must not be done in this place to give the younger before the firstborn. The younger is 68:10 and firstborn is 106:7. Verse 27, fulfill her week, 76:20, and this I will give to you, also this, for service, 5656, that you serve, 5647, with me, yet 5750, 7 years afterwards, 3:12. He had to stay with her a week. And here's verse 28. And did Jacob so, and fulfilled her week. And he gave him Rachel, his daughter, as a wife. But he had to serve another 7 years. But he gets to keep her now. But he owes him another 7 years. So he had two wives. Sisters. Didn't work out real well. 29. Gave Laban to Rachel his daughter Bilhah. 1090. His maidservant as her maidservant. Verse 30. Jacob in italics, because it's implied, went in also unto Rachel, and loved he also Rachel more than Leah, and he served with him yet 7 years afterwards. They were in love. But not Jacob and Leah. Leah was in love, so you got a triangle there. And there's going to be contention and rivalry. And because of this, later on, Yahweh will issue a command that you may not marry the sister of your wife. You can't have both of them as a wife. You have to marry, if you want another wife, you have to marry outside the family. You can't marry your sister because it causes problems. Big problems. Verse 31. And saw Yahweh that was hated, 8130, Leah. He didn't hate her, he just didn't love her. It can also be translated, loved less. That's Sanua, 8130. It can mean hate. It can mean that. But there are various degrees of this. So he didn't hate her, didn't beat her up, didn't treat her bad. That was not the way. But he didn't love her like he loved Rachel. And saw Yahweh that was hated Leah, he opened 6605 her womb 7358. And Rachel was barren. 6135. He didn't open her womb. She had his love, but he was going to bless Leah first. Because from these women is going to come the 12 sons of Israel. And he's not Israel yet. He's still... That comes in a little bit. Verse 32. And conceived 29 Leah and bore a son and called his name Reuben. Reuben. 7205. For she said, for has seen Yahweh my affliction, for now I will be loved, 157, by my husband. She was desperate for his love. She bore him his firstborn son, Reuben. I see, Reu, a son, Ben. 33. She conceived yet again and bore a son, and said, for had heard Yahweh that I was hated, and has given me also this, 2088. And called she his name Shimeon. He has heard. That's from Shama, to hear. 34. And she conceived yet again, and bore a son, and said, now, 6258, this time, 6451, will I be joined, 3867, my husband to me, for I have borne him three sons. Upon this called she his name Lewi, or Lewi. 3878, not Levi. It is not a V as in victory, it's a W as in wish. The Jews have changed the Waw into a Vav with their Masoretic tampering. They don't even speak real Hebrew. They speak this garbage that they've cobbled together. And I've got the doctorate level books that tell you how to pronounce this stuff. And it's not the way they pronounce it. Verse 35. Yet again she conceived and bore a son, and said, now, 6471, I will praise, 3034, Yahweh. And upon this she called she his name Yahudah, 3063, and ceased, 5975, from bearing. Yahudah means Yah is praised. Yahweh is praised. It's not Yehuda. It's Yahudah. Lewi means attached, as she hoped to be joined to her husband. Shimeon means hearing, because Yahweh heard that she was hated. Reuben means see, a son, from Yahweh seeing her affliction. All these names mean something. Now they have taken the name of Yahweh out of everything. They've changed the names and the spellings. These sons of the devil have messed with the scriptures. And I have been called by Yahweh to straighten this out. It makes me extremely angry. The more I read through this, the madder I get. These devils have even changed the scriptures. Tamper, tamper, tamper. Mess, mess, mess. Pervert, pervert, pervert. Well, we're going to set her straight here at Eurofolk Radio. I'm going to tell you the meaning of the names that they have hidden. The devils. And we're going to cut them every which way but loose, buddy. I'll tell you. I'm going to give you the straight scoop. I'm not going to mess with it. The Bible is what the Bible is, and you need to read it as it was originally written, instead of all this churchianity messing that they've done and that they've taught these errors year after year after year till people believe it. Oh. That's what I learned in seminary school. It must be true. They wouldn't lie to me, would they? Oh, surely. Surely not. They wouldn't do that. Just add a little Talmud to it. Well, we're going to do chapter 30 tomorrow. And it concerns with Rachel being barren. She was very envious of her sister. Okay, that's going to come up tomorrow, and there's going to be some real rivalry for quite a while. And they're going to be going back and forth with this baby thing. And all it's going to do is create all these kids. Because they're going to get the maidservants into it. She's gonna give her maidservant to her husband. That's a gift. Here, have a concubine. Because she's my maidservant, the kid will be mine. That was the custom. Well, she's going to load old, they're both going to load old Jacob up with sons from them and from the concubine maidservants. He's just going to have a whole herd. He's going to have a flock of his own. And it's lovely because all these people that he's creating with these women are our forefathers of all the 12 tribes. And we're blessed by this. This is going to be really fantastic. It's starting to get exciting. I mean, I just get all lit up over this. This is our history. Our history. And our forefathers. From the tribes that we belong to. And it's going to take us all the way down up until this time. And we are awakening. And as they call out on Shabbat, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear, O Israel. Yahweh is our God. Yahweh is one. And I celebrate the opening of the Shabbat Now, I follow the solar calendar. Other people follow another calendar. I don't want to debate that. But when our Shabbat comes and on the day that I celebrate, in the evening, I sound the shofar. I open up the window and I just let it ring through the whole neighborhood. They all hear it. And I have permission from the apartment building to do that because it's a religious observance. And there's no problem. Same way I have a mezuzot on my door with the Ten Commandments in it. And I have them posted in Hebrew on my door. I have the mezuzot on the side in the little holder. And then I have it posted in Hebrew, taped right in the center of my door. Because we write them on our doorposts and upon our gates. That's a commandment. Well, I do that. Char does that. She's one of our group. She did the solar calendar for us, which is a work of art. And you can find it in Anglo-Saxon Israel. That's posted. You can find the solar calendar and a full explanation thereof, which is another work of art. We're really loaded with a good crew. Now, I'm not doing the music before and after. David James is doing that for me, because I'm just not technically proficient. At a future date, the more I learn, the better I will get at this. Now, I will say that I did upgrade both my computers to Windows 10, and I like it a lot better. Yes, it's spyware. It's got this, but they already know who I am. Come on. You know, I've been at this for 30 years. They're very well aware of who and what I am. So I don't care. Listen in. Maybe you'll learn something. Spy on me. Maybe you'll learn something. That's fine. Maybe you'll have an apoplectic fit and just drop over dead. I don't know. But I like Windows 10. It's got a lot of nice features. And it certainly did straighten out that with the program that David James gave me and Windows 10. My other computer is working just fine. It hasn't gone down. I got plenty of RAM space. It freed up a lot of stuff. And it's working just dandy. So I'm going to go shopping later today and get a new drum for my big printer. And then I can get the rest of Exodus printed out. But we're about there, and I will get into chapter 30 tomorrow, and we'll take it from there. So it's about that time. I'm going to leave a little bit of time at the end for Dave to put the music in for the downloads. My shows are appearing. They're listed in the archives, and if you've missed some of the shows, you can catch up on them. I will say Yahweh bless, and Shalom Aleichem to all of you, and I will be on tomorrow with the Genesis chapter 30. Yahweh bless. Good day.